well, ending it with Hot Take Sneak Pete. Wells, you just heard, a great one called Rock and Roll, a new single from the Nashville-based musicians' rockin' debut album, Red Trees and White Trashes. It's out now, 300 Entertainment. They're on tour playing Austin, Texas tonight, and they're going to be here in our area Saturday, September 22nd at Middle East Upstairs in Cambridge. The Beths up out of that, Little Death, new single from the New Zealand band's stellar debut album, Future Me Hates Me, which is out now on Car Park Records. Their North American tour kicks off Friday, September 28th, and they're going to be here in our area Wednesday, October 10th at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge. They're from New Zealand. They're not going to be here, you know, often. So the fact that they're going to be in Atwood's Cambridge on Wednesday, October 10th means you should put that date on your calendar. Eliza Shadid up ahead of that. This is My Cue from the London musicians' upcoming debut album, Future, out October 26th via Beatnik Creative. And kicking off the set, the late great screaming eagle of soul, Charles Bradley. The first single is called I Feel a Change from his final album, Black Velvet, out November 9th on Daptone Records. And our Hot Takes sneak peek happens every Friday, last set of the show, and the Hot Takes post every Friday at 4 p.m. Thanks for joining me, kids. It's been a pleasure to have your company and spinning this music for you. It's my favorite time of the week. Do join me again next week for another Music Savage show. Until then, be kind to each other. Say hi to your neighbor. And just be nice. Be kind. The world needs more of that, and it's up to all of us. And go see some live music. Music makes everything better. Support your local artists, local venues, and the local arts. Stay tuned for my good friend Kirsten. She's up next for summer coverage. Because it's still summer. It may be September, but summer doesn't start until the 21st. So it's still summer coverage. All right, take care, kids. See you next week. Kirsten's up next. WMFO Medford. We'll be right back.
good morning. This is Kirsten, and I am hosting summer coverage. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And Ryan D., thanks for such a great show. Thanks for telling us about all the upcoming shows. And even on nights that I think I cannot go out and listen to music, I'm still probably going to go out and listen to music, because if you've got a band coming from New Zealand to Atwoods, how can you say no? And a dance party. Who's the name of the group that's going to be? Yeah, exactly. So that's November 7th. And Ryan also introduced me to the band I am going to start out with. When he first mentioned Deer Tick as a nurse, I thought, oh no, that's not a good thing. But actually, you know what? I'm wrong. They're a good thing. So let's start out with some Deer Tick.
Thank you. Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for change. Killed the Tsar and his ministers. Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a generous rank when the blitzkrieg raged and the bodies stank. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name. The nature of my game. Oh yeah. I watch with glee while you kings and queens fought for 10 decades for the gods they made. I shouted out, who cares?
9:30. I've kind of gone through my first set there. I started out with Deer Tick Mange from the Black Dirt Sessions disc. After that, because I feel like I heard a little bit of a rift from that song that I hear in Sympathy for the Devil, Rolling Stones from Beggar's Banquet, and that was Sympathy for the Devil. Following that, Patti Smith covering Gimme Shelter. And there are those who will say that she was took a lot of courage for her to take on Gimme Shelter, as it is somewhat of a sacred cow to Stones fans. Courageous she is, though, in many ways. And when Patti takes on any song, she, in the end, claims it for her own. Then there was PJ Harvey, To Bring You My Love. And that was the title track from the disc, To Bring You My Love. And in the background, I've got Nickel Creek, Scotch and Chocolate. Why Should the Fire Die? Sounds like a good combination to me, Scotch and Chocolate. Anyways, I am going to continue on with some Randy Weston. He sadly died recently, but he had a very full and productive life when he turned 90. He celebrated his 90th birthday by playing at Carnegie Hall, and he recently died at 92 in his home. So thank you, Randy Weston, for all the beautiful, beautiful music that you have given us over the years. And I'm going to start with a piece of his, if I have it correctly. Well, we'll see. It should be A Prayer for All, and let's hope that that is what I've lined up. Well, it seems like my CD player is not cooperating with me, so I am going to skip over to some Bjork at the moment, and then we will see if I can get this CD player working again and see if we can actually, oh, maybe it's working. We'll try one more time. No, so that CD player is not working. We'll go on to my Bjork that I had planned and get to some Randy Weston later on.
All these accidents that happen follow the dot. Coincidence makes sense only with you. Have to speak, I feel emotional. Landscapes, they pass on me. The riddle gets solved, and you push me up to this state of emergency. How beautiful to inside of me. Every nerve that hurts, you heal deep inside of me. Ooh, you don't have to speak, I feel. Push me up to this state of
every time you tell me I'm not what you need. If I had a quarter, I would pull it together, and I would take it to the bank and then leave. Yes, I would take it to the bank and then leave.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, My human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So yes, once again, that is Nickel Creek in the background. And in that set, I had tried to start with some Randy Weston, who sadly died recently, but has left us with so much beautiful music. So I am here for a little while, and I will manage to get some Randy Weston in before I leave the station. So in that set, I started with Bjork, Joga from Homegenic. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly. But Bjork, I have, well, she's easy to love, right? After that was Sleater-Kinney, You're No Rock and Roll Fun from All Hands on the Bad One. And then Cat Power, her most recent release, Woman from the disc Wanderer. So I'm going to go into some a local group, the Lied Twos. They are a duo, and they recently played at Plow and Stars with Sweet Wednesday. I sadly missed that because I think that the two groups kind of mirror each other nicely. Sweet Wednesday is at Plow and Stars once a month, and the Lied Twos are around. They are a Boston-based group, and they, in fact, are having a CD release party. It's not super, super close. It's in Framingham. It's on August 26th, but hopefully they'll get some shows here locally as well, because I know that they are longtime favorites of Club Passim, and perhaps they'll play somewhere really fun like Atwoods or something like that. So at any rate, I'm going to go ahead and play some Lied Twos. This is going to be Things Aren't Always As They Seem. So if you like what you hear, hopefully you will go out and hear them play.
Things aren't always as they seem. Same journey, different dream. Guess that happened to you and me. And you had to make the call. You caught the bus, I caught the wire. Cross your thigh, no honesty required, or forgiveness after all. So babe, I take the blows, if that's how this story goes. Now that you left your mark on me, things aren't always as they seem. Dark and when it's cold, you've forgotten all you know. back and see what's done. 'Cause I'm not the only one that's hurt. It's your heart that you deserve. And you can't tell which is worse. And nobody's really one. So babe, I'll take a blow. Guess I'll never really. What you were to me. 'Cause things aren't always as they seem. Now that you've left your mark on me, things aren't always as they seem.
Minds, so we can't complain. We
when we don't fight. But remember, I warned her, and I'm a guy, so she can't complain. No, she can't complain. She knows. No, she can't complain. She can't complain. She can't complain. She can't complain. La, la, la. She can't complain.
Okay, and that ends my show, Summer Coverage. And I am still staying here, though, because I'm covering Gabby's show, One Pot Wonder, and am going to start with some Beach House. But before I do, I'd like to remind you that you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and Freeform it is. And here we go.